Newer and more expensive vaccines are recommended for American children all the time, but many children aren't getting them, even when they have private health insurance. States aren't always picking up the cost either. NPR's Patty Naimond reports on a study just released in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association.
The new vaccines are impressive. They guard against significant illness. Take, for example, the rotavirus vaccine. Harvard Medical School pediatrician Grace Lee says that by age 5, most children in the U.S. have been infected by the virus, which causes diarrhea and vomiting.
It's responsible for hundreds of thousands of doctor's visits and ER visits, and is also responsible for anywhere between 55 to 70,000 hospitalizations each year from this diarrheal illness.
The rotavirus vaccine was approved last year. Then there's the new hepatitis A vaccine, a tetanus, diphtheria, and whooping cough booster, a vaccine against chickenpox and one against bacterial meningitis. And unlike older vaccines like polio, measles, mumps, and rubella, some of these newer vaccines can be quite costly. Dr. Lee.
The meningitis vaccine costs nearly $80 per dose. The human papillomavirus vaccine costs approximately $120 per dose, and three doses are given, so that would be $360 for a series. The rotavirus vaccine is $67 per dose, and the three-dose series is recommended.
If all the vaccines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were given, it would cost about $1,000. That's 7.5 times more than what recommended vaccines cost just 10 years ago. And ironically, it's kids with private health insurance who are losing out. Federal programs pay for vaccines for uninsured kids, but more and more health plans, says Lee, just don't pay for all the newly recommended vaccines.
Some high-deductible health plans will cover preventive care, like immunizations, but there are a portion of high-deductible health plans that don't cover it.
In the past, Dr. Lee says that public health clinics provided a safety net for people who couldn't afford to pay for vaccines, but state and federal funding for these clinics has not kept up with the increasing cost of vaccines. In her study, Lee interviewed immunization program directors in 48 states. 30 of them didn't have the money to provide all the recommended vaccines.
Now in Massachusetts, with the increased cost of these vaccines, we are now unable to provide three of the newer vaccines, including rotavirus, meningococcal, and human papillomavirus vaccines, to underinsured children because there just isn't enough federal and state funding available for this.
The vaccine most commonly not provided was the vaccine against meningitis, a potentially deadly infection. More than 1 million children did not get this vaccine. University of Michigan pediatrician Dr. Matthew Davis studies vaccination policy.
We're talking here about vaccinations for teenagers against meningococcal meningitis, which is a disease that, although it doesn't occur frequently, when it does occur, has a very high mortality rate, especially for teenagers. So this is the type of meningitis that you've read about in the newspaper or heard about on the news affecting high school communities and college communities, where it spreads quickly and can have a very high rate of mortality and serious effects of illness.
In the best-case scenario, Dr. Davis would like to see increased federal funding and comprehensive private coverage for all recommended vaccines. Barring that, he suggests prioritizing vaccines that are most beneficial to public health. Patty Naimond, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.